didn't fit
mine. All right.
Maybe some others will come in and sit around. We've got social distancing going on, except for the younger people in the back. That's okay.
And Fred is sick.
Y'all are immune to everything.
We're sick of
the part. Yeah. Anyway. But all right, well, we're on the church ages, and we've been in the last church age. So this is one we're living in, so we see all this happening. Literally, at the moment, we see it happening. That now we're looking and see where Jesus said, he said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He would that you either be cold or hot. But we see now that the lukewarm people, me and Brother Chris Long were discussing this about this virus thing, and it really does. The virus thing has done what I said before. It's really showed who's, you know, who's got it and who don't got it. And you can't help it. Because if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got to run scared. You got to turn that on real quick. You got to run scared. So that's another thing I talked to Daddy about. We need to put that air conditioner in that window before summertime. If you don't, it's going to be hot back here. So.
Anyway, been back here for 20 years now.
Yeah, but we've been sweating. But if you'll put that on, it'll dehumidify the walls. So it'll take care of both things at one time.
Oh, we can do that. Okay. I mean, if somebody will do it, we can buy it. Somebody will do it, but they want us to buy it and do it too. That's the whole thing. They have suggestions at this church.
Is she went back home?
No, nothing else. Just
okay.
We have a lot of suggestions, but nobody's volunteered.
Right. Let's just remember Sister Barbara's on her way to church and her car's acting up a little bit, so just kind of make mention in your prayer. It says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith he, Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, why is it saying the beginning of the creation of God? As we were talking about and we're going to talk a little more about the 2.5 tribes. In your types, you see that the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, back in the book of Acts, not 1906, but all the way back. And it came to a group of people, and that was truly the beginning of the creation of God in that point. But what happened during the church ages is that the word lost its effect by man's traditions and by all these things that come up in the history that kind of diluted. You can't, it's like I was thinking about this morning, you know, Brother Brown said the Holy Ghost was a timid person, so he just kind of was like, okay, if this is what you're going to believe, then, you know, we're going to have to go with it. He knew that, and he made provision for Luther and Wesley to get their inheritance. But they come back on this side of Jordan, which wasn't the full inheritance, which is what? The stature of a perfect man, the adoption, the hear ye him, the headstone. The headstone was over here in the placing land, not over here in the on this side of Jordan.
Right? Say that again?
Christ, the headstone, which is right here.
Yeah,
right. See, they didn't get it down here. They got the cornerstone. Bible even tells us they get the cornerstone, which is the chief headstone, but they got him in a little small portion. All these church ages, like I said before, the first church age was a powerful church age because they had the pure, unadulterated Word of God for three church ages because there was no denominational churches, but there were denominational ideas. So there was denominational spirits because, like Brother Brown said, as soon as the Holy Spirit came on the earth, the other spirit came on the earth. Judas and Jesus, twins in every revival. Even on the day of Pentecost, 1906, Azusa Street, God came on the scene, and then I was talking to a man last night, a nominal preacher. We got some bees out of a recliner, but on the back porch. It was very easy to get. So he's a nominal preacher, and he was asking me about, you know, about what I thought about, did God create this virus? I said, no, God can't create a virus. But Satan can take something and pervert it, and God can allow it. Well, God allowed down through the church ages. He allowed because he had already said the corn of wheat was going in the ground, so it had to go in the ground some way. And once when it went in the ground, it went in the ground because of the dark ages. But now what did he promise? I will restore the years that the four, that's why that four is so important. That's why I've been speaking on it. Brother Dale's been speaking on it forever, and a lot of people miss that because you say, well, I got the Holy Ghost, I'm done. Well, that's not just the Holy Ghost, and you're done. This is God in human flesh.
Not in this age.
In this age. No, see, this is our age right here. This wasn't commanded in any other age. Now, what happened was, in the beginning, I'm talking about way back before time, in the beginning, God had this plan. It was a perfect plan, and He was going to see it executed. That's what Brother Brown said on Christ the Mystery of God Revealed. He had a plan and a purpose, and He was going to see it achieved. But He had to allow all this to happen. He had to allow this virus to happen. He had to allow, in 1906, comes Azusa Street, and right after that, from 1906, me and the brother were talking about, he realized 1906 is when Azusa Street had their revival, Pentecostal revival. But what happened was, they didn't see that the bug started eating right then. And here you got World War. What happened was, is they rejected the 1906 Azusa Street movement. I said this the other night in service. Azusa Street revival, they rejected that revival. God sent a plague. War and plague. What did Brother Brown say? He said, God sends a messenger on the scene, preaches his message, and as soon as he comes on the scene, God puts, and he leaves the scene, God puts a plague on the earth. Right? So it's exactly what's happening now. The way I see it is that the true seed is going to have to be on up the mature ladder than just being over here in part of the promised land. Because we'll talk about a little bit more today that we didn't get into last week, last Wednesday, or whenever it was, that this was not in the promised land, but it was part of the promised land. Their promised land was across Jordan. But they had to fight over here. But who gave them that land? That's important. Moses gave them that land. Moses gave them that land before he died. But Moses said, in so many words, he didn't say, in other words, he told Joshua, I can't go over. He didn't go over himself. Typing that we had a prophet come in the end time, told us that this was okay. Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost was okay. That was part of the promised land, but it wasn't the promise. The promise was full maturity over here in the promised land. And he put Joshua, which is our type of the Holy Ghost here, is the one that takes us over to what? Full adoption. Because Brother Branham wasn't the headstone. He was a prophet. He was one of the angels, one of the prophets that spoke, and then he had to leave. Just like Moses said, okay, it's all right. Y'all can have this land, but now what you got to do is you got to go over and help your brothers fight this land out. Then you come back here and you can settle in justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because remember, Luther's justification won't put us in the promised land.
Right.
You can't. It won't. Now it starts your journey, like we've talked about for months.
And if you die,
you'll be given eternal life, but you're not a bride.
No.
Now, if you were in Luther's age, though, you'd have been a bride. Because the corn of wheat was coming up, the two shoots. Daddy may cover it a little bit more today. But remember, the two shoots don't look like the corn, but every life that is ever going to produce is in them two shoots. Every corn, every wheat, every cantaloupe, every watermelon, every anything is in them two shoots because that's where the life is. So Luther had life, but he did not look like the seed. Why? He was over here in this part of the promised land. He wasn't in the promised land. That's why I said you got to remember that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is our promised land. But when the corn of wheat went in the ground, God had to start back from scratch or back from two shoots over in this side of the promised land. And then the stalk of this side of the promised land and part of Pentecost, which carried over into the promised land. So we got to come to four stages. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth stage is the placing in the land and the beginning of the creation of God. What is the beginning of the creation of God? When Jesus Christ became human flesh on the earth through the womb of a woman, that was the beginning of the creation of God. That's what should have happened had they not been a fall. Yeah. Had they not been a fall, that's what would have happened in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve would have had children by the spoken word, not by sex, by spoken word, but she would have had the kid. Because Brother Brown even tells us that, you think sometimes you worry about something Brother Brown said. He said that Jesus Christ should have come through Eve. Boy, you try to think about that, and you say, but the body should have come through. Once you look at it, though, it's so simple. Where did Jesus' body come from? Through the woman Mary.
But we wouldn't have had need of Jesus.
True.
As a Savior.
Well, he would have walked on earth in human flesh. God's always wanted to be a human being. He's always been a human being, but he always wanted some flesh to walk around in. So he gave him part of that. He imparted part of that to Adam, which made him a son of God. Gave him full authority, but when he had to take it back, he said, I got to go now. Which he didn't say, I got to go now. He knew the whole plan. So he comes, and then through the church ages, he works in parts. All the way through here, this is all in part. Because remember, this is on this side of the promised land. It is part of the promised land. Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the promised land. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we get the baptism of the Holy Ghost plus. Our plus is that fourth stage, which is lion, ox, man, and eagle. Which is justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and what? Full restoration of the word, or placing, or adoption. Because here is the whole thing. No one has ever been required to stand on earth and defy death and cause a resurrection to happen. It was not in the first age, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and even into the seventh age, except into the end of it. Everybody got that? Because Pentecost is part of that age. Got it? But when God sent a prophet, this angel, when he sent a prophet to speak these things to bring us up a little bit higher, the faithful and true witness, now, I preached on that one time because remember, that wasn't that he was a false witness back through the church ages. True is like a tuning fork. It's not false, but when you hit that tuning fork and it vibrates C, that means it's a true C sound, or a D or an E or whatever you want to call it. So it wasn't true that means that it was false. Brother Brown covers that in the church age book. But we covered it a little bit further when we looked at that word true.
That's what Daddy's been trying to preach, is that Brother Branham had to come because nobody but Jesus Christ ever went out of here alive.
Yes.
So this the reason the prophet had to come, this end time messenger had to bring the true word for us, yes, to get to that place, because we've got to be body, spirit, and soul all leave, not die.
Because that's the beginning of the creation of God. Though Jesus' body was not eternal, when he was born a baby from Mary, it became eternal. It was changed and became eternal. When he raised from the dead, it was a glorified body. He was made eternal. And that was the same body that was born from the womb of Mary. So he didn't change or exchange. But what he did in the end time, he comes back, because you'll see down here that they put him out of the church with all the dogma. They put him out of the church. And it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing to see, though, that you look out here, and Brother Dale and I were talking about this the other day. They're sincere. Some people would make us look bad, being sincere as far as doing works and thinking that they're... But in this age, folks, if you're not bride, you're false. So that's the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. That's why, look, he got real big, a lot of Christianity in the world, but then it starts honing up. Brother Brown said, hones up to where? To right here, to a razor's edge. Right there at the point, razor's edge. Now, if you're standing on a razor's edge,
it's softly.
Well, you can't go
one way or the other.
You can't even go a quarter of a thousandth of a centimeter off. If you do, like Brother Brown said, if you get off on this side, guess what happens? What happens right here if you fall off on one side or the other? You keep going off. That's why God had to send a prophet, and we've got to know and believe that he was a true prophet. Now, some people think that he's just a prophet or somebody that came into the land and just preached an extra sermon or an extra few sermons. I don't see that. He had to bring the pure, unadulterated word so we could stand right there on that needle point or on that, right on that edge and not fall off one way or the other. But we see people now, like I was talking to a few minutes ago, we see people falling off. And Brother Brown said the only way you can get back is to go back to right there. Because you can never go, there never is a way that if you poured water right here, that water couldn't come back and do this right here. That water just keeps flowing off away from the truth, and that's what's happening right here. Because Jesus said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And he would that they were cold or hot. Why? Because in a lukewarm state, what's lukewarm, man? It just feels good. I'm going to stay right here. That's what a lot of people are saying. But we've got to be hot. The cold are going to get cold. The hot are going to get hot. And then you've got that lukewarm individual or the foolish virgin or the people that are deceived that are in a lukewarm condition. Because what he said, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. So in other words, you don't become a part of me anymore. I'm going to expel you because what happened down here, they expelled him. Somewhere they put him outside the door.
Yeah.
So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Excuse me. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. Now, you can take that into natural because there's never been a richer age, even with this coronavirus thing, there's never been a richer age of people being just multi-billionaires and some getting up into the trillions. So I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. But you got to take that to the spiritual part. We've got internet. We've got the message in our pocket. We've got every 1,100 something sermons in our pocket right now, and we can listen to them. Yes, and we can listen to them. Somebody around the world, we can listen to the message. And almost if you have a iPhone watch, you can do it through that. You know. So we've come down to where we think, man, what else do we need? Well, there's a lot. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mightest see it. Now, Brother Daniel Martinez preached a sermon several years ago. And that, how many is in here? There's four. God says all these things, but he said, I'm going to give you a way to get back. You think you're rich, I'm going to give you gold, tried in the fire that you may be rich, what raiment that you may be clothed, because you're naked and don't know it, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. So you got miserable, poor, blind, and naked. God's going to reverse that, clothe us, open our eyes. See, because the rest of the world is blind. But the rest of the world says, no, we got 20/20. We've got LASIK surgery now. We can see. We don't need glasses anymore. Right? In the natural.
Right.
So the same way in the spiritual. God has to take that laser surgery and do surgery on your eye. Not the eye up here, but the eye of your understanding. That thou may be clothed also, that you think, like Brother Brown said, isn't it awful if you see somebody walking around the street naked and you go, hey buddy, you need to put some clothes on. I'm clothed, that's what they do now. You go to Walmart. They'll prove that. They have no eyesight.
Got their birthday suits on.
Got their birthday suits on, yes, that's right. With a smile. And buying groceries like nothing's going on. Why? Because what? The world's deceived. The world is blind. Literally, not literally, but literally in the spiritual world where they should be the greatest message that ever come on the face of the earth, and we have full availability of it, nobody wants it. You tell people, we were talking to that brother yesterday, he was a preacher, and he started this little assembly of praise long, long time ago. He said, "Where's your church at?" "Now look, it's just two blocks back that way." I said, "Right there beside Buster Autry's." And he just kind of looked at me, and it was either he knew and already heard about us, or he didn't even know we were here. I said, "We've been there since 1971, and he just never commented again. So you see what I mean? You can be right here beside this church. Let me put it this way. You can be inside this church and be blind. So I want the eye salve that I may see what's going on. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Let's get finished with this and we'll go upstairs. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Now, what's he doing? They put him outside the church, Brother Brown said. And I believe they put him outside the message church because they only they want the shouting and the speaking in tongues and they want the feelings and the emotions, but they don't want that Son of Man in human flesh. They don't want that furtherment of the gospel for somebody to come in and teach them how to be. Not teach them to be a son of God, because if you're born again, you're a son of God, but to come up just a little bit higher, to come up into that eagle anointing to where you can see further. Right. Never, never think that when this church or any other church talks about other churches not being further in the Word, they're not lost. Could be. But if they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they're right. But they may be the fingernail.
They got to go by the grave.
Not the arm. Yeah, they got to go by the grave. They won't come to this beginning of the creation of God, because in the beginning of creation of God, when this was supposed to happen before the fall, we were going to come to earth and our body was going to be made eternal, because what Brother Brown said, Adam and Eve's body was not eternal, but it was being made eternal. They were keep walking. If they would have got to the tree of life, that's why the scripture says we can't let them get to this tree anymore. Because they've got their eyes open and they know what's going on. If they can get to that tree, they'll be gods like we are. Well, that's why God had to shut it off. But now remember, that tree of life was Jesus Christ. What did He do? He come right back. It wasn't a tree in the garden. It was Jesus standing there. All right? And Satan. Because that's your two forces. You know, you got good and evil. And then what showed up when Jesus showed up? Judas. So there you got your good and evil. What showed up in 1906 at Azusa Street? Good and evil. Then here comes World War I. With all the nerve gases and all the things, they said this was going to, that was the world war, to end all world wars. Several million people were killed. And if that didn't put a punctuation mark on it, God sent a plague. Spanish flu, or whatever you want to call it. That devastated the world right after that. So, but then now right after that, what happened? Brother Brown was born in 1909, right? 1909?
Yes. In a lonely old
cabin. So in 1918, I don't know that song. In 1918, here comes the flu. Well, Brother Brown's 9 years old, and he's heading toward a revival. I told y'all before, I didn't really bring in the Spanish flu, but there was not any cure for any of this. So what did I say? God sent a healing campaign, because the Christian people in the world crying out God. Just like now we should be crying out God, we need a vaccine. We need something to help us. So God sent a prophet with a healing campaign. So it's really... God works in continuity all the time. He doesn't kind of go well here. If you'll see His Word, just like we've been talking about the journey of a believer, all the way from Abraham, Isaac, all the way through, and then we jump to Ruth, and today we're going to jump over into Esther for a little while. It's always typing us as believers and our journey that we should be taking. But behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come in with him and will sup with him and he with me. What? Communion. God wants communion. He doesn't want to be talking to you through a door. And what is that door? That door is not a physical door. It's a door of whatever you got him locked up in. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Now look. Look how intimate this is. In all the other church ages, he said, I'll give you the tree of life. I'll give you the star. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. Never was it as intimate as this is today in the end time. This is the intimacy of God. He's bringing us in to sit not just on the throne with Him. That says in. In. In my throne. Even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in His throne. I and my Father are one, and the bride's one with Him. What Brother Dale's been talking about, being the Son of Man, it's not three different thrones sitting up there. It's one throne with three different manifestations of the person sitting on the throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And thank God we were able to hear what was given to us in this end time. And even with all this going on with this virus, folks, we got to remember one thing. This world does not know what the end of this is going to be. Me and Brother Joe Canada were talking about this. They do not know. So that makes... What's fear? Fear is not knowing. Fear is not knowing what's going to happen. But you and I should have no fear. We know. We already read the paper 60 years ago of what this thing's coming to. Now, we didn't know it was a coronavirus. But still, it's viral. It's passed from person to person, just like a bad spirit and everything else is. But so is the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Right.
You get around people that love the Lord when you love the Lord. Right? So there's the church ages. There's no more church ages. And then we come up to Revelation 4. It says, look, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Brother Brown's talking about that's the rapture. So after the church age is over, now, not literally. This church age goes on past time we're here. Seventh church age goes all the way through the millennium. Everybody got that? That's the old seventh day. You're not in the eighth day. You're in the eighth day because you're born again. But the eighth day is the new city.
Right.
So the Laodicean church age continues all the way that whole 1,000 years because that's the old seventh day. Brother Ram explains that many, 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 many times.
Right. I told somebody, I said, well, I think this is the end. Somebody said, no, don't say it's the end. It's the end of the bride.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world because it goes on.
It goes on. That's right. All right. Let's go. Let me get this back on so if anybody wants to down here. We'll start at 10.